The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, hour two of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, 12th day of September 2018. And we're going to, you know, Frank, I know you're still listening to the show. You know, sometimes you've tried my patience in the past, and you continue to do so. And, you know, I'd like to be challenged. But I'm sorry, have you listened to the people, all the people on this network? You make it sound as if we've sold out. I do not tell talk show hosts what to talk about, their subject matter or their themes or anything else. They sink or swim of their own volition. And as I said, from time to time, somebody comes along that's energized, that's enthused, that really has the best interest of this country at heart. And from time to time, you will see people be replaced on this network, and it pisses people off. I've actually got email after email. I cancel a show. Well, you know, you did that, and I'm not supporting you anymore because that was one of the guy, the only guy I listened to on your network. Well, we can't be the end-all, be-all for everybody, but we are a truth network. And if the brand of truth is not being spoken, well, then I guess you don't listen. But maybe you haven't listened enough. You know, I've got people that just want to rip everything apart in this world because everything looks like a nail and they're the big-ass hammer. Well, be careful who you're banging on their heads. George in Texas. Hello, George. I'm sorry, Jeff in Georgia. I skipped over you. My apologies. Go ahead, Jeff.
John, how you doing?
Hi.
Always good to talk to you. You know, you're the only network that I really listen to. I don't listen to all the programming, but I listen to you and some of the others, and I always appreciate the ability to call in. John, we're all imperfect. I mean, I was a Christian Zionist for many years, and, you know, we all learn as we go, and it is easy to be deceived. I would beg to differ from a couple calls back. You had a call from New York, you know, John?
Mm-hmm.
Very highly sophisticated. It's all controlled opposition. This is the type of controlled opposition we have to deal with. They're highly intelligent. Zachary Hubbard may not even be the guy's real name. I never heard of the guy. While I was listening, I checked the guy out, and you know, John also mentioned Mandalay Bay. They want to tie us to an event that happened. Mandalay Bay people died, and if we knew the truth about everything, but we walked in a public arena and said Mandalay Bay didn't happen, we would negate everything that we said, John. The control opposition was something that Michael Collins Piper. And Michael didn't know everything. You know, Michael Collins, and I'm saying this is my opinion, Michael Collins Piper didn't know that Jim Garrison was co-opted. He didn't know Mark Lane was a super mole. He was right that there was Jewish cartel, not using his words, was center of the Kennedy assassination. Christopher Bolin is, I believe he's right about 9/11. You got a call in from Daniel from Canada that said, what do we do? You can't go after them one by one. You got to realize that they're so super intelligent collectively.
Yeah. Well,
and
but
they have so much.
But Jeff, I don't know. Am I not saying this loud enough, or am I saying it in words that people don't understand? Because I have advocated going after their power base, which all emanates from, and that's their crooked banking. You cut that off, you cut their supply lines off. Any tactician that's ever studied a battle that has gone on since human beings picked up a club and start beating each other with, you start to understand the tactically what you can do to your enemy to lessen the amount of damage that they can do to you and your eventual victory over them. And am I being ignored? Because I hear very little feedback. Well, John, you're right. We need to smash the globalists because they are the bankster gangsters. This was their design.
John, you mentioned reparations for Muslims. I would respectively disagree, but I believe in reparations for blue-collar Americans. You know, I've called for revolution.
No, Jeff, back up here, because you're painting this as if I was really serious about the reparations, which I really wasn't, because there wouldn't be enough money in the entire planet if you were really to repay people that lost limbs and eyes and loved ones and their own life, their own city, their own country. How the hell do you put a price tag on that? The best that we can do here is to stop the power structure and its goings on in our political landscape in this country, the economic landscape, the social landscape. This is all, and I started to say this, Jeff, and I guess I got to go into a little bit more detail here. You're starting to see the ordinary man and woman adult out there that doesn't know their butts from a hole in the ground, that is basically looking at the socialism problem that we have in this country, and 42%, according to the last poll that wasn't rigged, 42% said, what's the big deal about socialism? This goes back to the non-teaching in our schools, the non-teaching by the professors in the colleges, because they were communitarianism. That's what they abided by. That's what they taught. That's what they knew. There wasn't anything in their brains to counter it and say, you know what, you're full of malarkey. There was nothing. And you're now starting to see the fruition of the many years of the dumbing down by not putting the information in people's heads that they needed to have to recognize what was eating them alive. They don't even know.
They will never know.
Yes, they will.
I mean, we...
Because I, for one, Jeff, I'm not giving up, and I'm planning on winning this damn thing. So, you know, anything to the contrary, I'm not going to tell you to go fly a kite and have a nice day and don't forget to pack your lunch, because it's going to take a little while to get this back. But I'm talking about real people, and there are real people that we haven't even heard from yet that have been sitting by quietly in positions. I don't want to use the term power, because that's kind of a misnomer, but the people that are in position to know exactly what I'm talking about, these are the people that have to step forward, but they're waiting. They're waiting for other people to get in the arena, and they'll join in. We haven't created created an atmosphere in this country of, you know what, we're pissed off, we're not going to just throw darts at a board, the board being the problem board, and we'll throw a dart and see if we can pop that balloon. No, I'm talking about going to the core of this and eliminating, by our own law that was created in this country, about what banking should be, how it should be backed, how it should be managed. And it was supposed to be in the federal government's hands. Well, it's not. They privatized it. You know that. I know it. That is not according to constitutional law. And if we can't stand on the Constitution to rebuke and repel these people, well... It's going to take a lot longer. and the body count is going to be much higher. They're scared right now. Go ahead, Jeff.
It was a flaw in our Constitution from the very beginning.
What?
Because
what was the flaw?
Banking, the banking issue affected Jefferson, Adams, and Washington. Washington was undecided, and that's why he went with Hamilton, and they started the first bank. And then they had the next bank in 1815, and then Jackson canceled the bank, and they tried to assassinate him, I believe. Okay, so the banking issue has always been with us. But what I'm saying is that when I say revolution, it's massive reform. It's nonviolent. If I ever get on this line and talk, I'm always for nonviolence. Always. When I say revolution, what would the cancellation of the debt be other than a revolution? Because it would be a transfer of wealth from the 1% back to the 99% and with a proportionate power. They have all the power. That's why John can call in from New York and say, you know, Zachary Hubbard, he's got all the answers. He may be an occultist, and Mandalay Bay didn't happen, but, you know,
Jeff, let's get back to the core issue here. This thing was codified, made law, all that stuff, and the Banking Act, the Emergency Banking Act of 1913. The very people that wanted the surety against the loans that they knew were going to be rung up beyond belief, the very same people, they wanted the surety. Well, let's create a mechanism to make sure that we get paid back, and that was called the IRS. That was 1913. We're 105 years into this little exercise. 105 years. It didn't start when this country was born. We didn't have a private corporation or a private company making our money. There have been assaults and attacks on it over the years, but it was finalized and codified in 1913. That can be canceled. We can tell them, we're not renewing you. You're out of here. Bye-bye. And by the way, we'll get your lawyers out to claim that we owe you interest money on the ill-gotten gains that you had. Let's fight this out in court rather than the streets in a country that its back is broke.
I'm with you, John, but I would add one more thing. If you can prove that banks bought bonds with money they did not have, with fractional banking, I would ask for reparations for middle-class people. If you go back to the beginning of the country, people owned their homes. They owned, today everybody's in debt paying that $1,000, $700, $1,500 a month to banks. Okay, we need reparations because look what they've done to us.
Okay, but Jeff, now you're really going to muddy up the issue. Now you're going to get the real high-powered, high-caliber lawyers out there. I say just let them go. Take your ill-gotten gains. We want nothing to do with you. Pick up your stuff. Go, and go you must, but go right now. Otherwise, we're going to start bringing you into court. I would love to round up the people that deep-sixed us back in 2008 that took part, and as I say, the greatest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind. Nobody was charged. Nobody went to court. Nobody got found guilty. Nobody went to jail. Really? I don't want reparations. I just want them gone. We can build up our wealth again. You would be amazed how fast that could happen in this country. We got able-bodied men. We got the materials. We got the air to breathe, and we got food in our stomach. Let's roll up our sleeves, go back to work. They've already done the damage, and we have allowed it to go on all these years through our stupidity or through our inaction. Enough. Bye-bye, boys. Just bye-bye. Jeff, I got to let you go. I got to let you go. I appreciate your call. Was that George or Jeff? George in Texas.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Hi.
You know, the thing is, I haven't slept better and I haven't felt more healthy or energetic when I stopped listening to Alex Jones and David Knight, the morning and afternoon prophets of doom. So...
What if QAnon is right? What if QAnon is right and he's actually a Mossad agent or a cooperator with them?
Well, he's growing a beard. You know, if Alex Jones is going to grow a beard, at least put a Stetson on his head.
Well, and I'd like to see a yarmulke on his head myself.
Yeah, I mean, and you know the thing is, it's more like he never protests how many times, you know, because Netanyahu is probably the only head of state that visited the White House as much as he has when Trump took office.
Yeah.
It's either Netanyahu's there because he likes President Trump, or he's visiting the White House so many times because he can't control Trump.
You've got a snake in the grass that he's allowing to run all over the Middle East and make deals, and that's his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. And that SOB would have been bounced out that back door the second day I was in that office. I would have allowed my son-in-law to come in, shake my hand, call me Mr. President, and I would have shown him the door.
Well, I would have shown John Bolton the door, too.
Well, and Chris Boleyn goes into that subject, and I've railed on it and hammered on it before. You know, he's trying to drain the swamp. But part of this, I believe, he's a neophyte coming into this thing, and he doesn't know what to do or how to do it. So he brings in the people that are most familiar with the system, so he thinks he can either A, outthink them, or B, maybe subvert what they want, and he can still do the right thing. And he's sadly mistaken. Or
now, these are just government retread failures. And you know the thing is, you don't need – and you know the thing is, if there's going to be any new congressmen coming in, if we supposedly have this red wave, you know what I would do? I would fire all the staff in the Congress, and I would just hire my own outside D.C.
Well, I like what the Founding Fathers said. You know, when the federal government goes sour on you, you know, you just dissolve that and just move it a little bit further out west. And I think there is ample evidence that if people really sat down and really gave this the thought that it deserves, that these people would be asked to vacate their seat. And if they wouldn't, well, then we would demand that they vacate, because they have done nothing to uphold their oath of office, to uphold the tenets of the Constitution and the protections of that Constitution that were supposed to be afforded. And I don't want to get into the argument here again. But I will say this, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights wasn't written for the individual. We always had those rights as being human beings on the face of this earth. This is the first government that got together and said, okay, we're going to put this down in words, very simple words. We're not going to make 100 or 500 of them. We're going to give you the 10 amendments that pretty much covers it all. And they have abrogated their responsibility to protect us as citizens. They've got to go. They have to go. And the best
you know,
way...
Go
ahead.
You know, the thing is, too, it's even like I write our state government, even our local government, and I sit there and said, I don't want our police officers being trained in Israel. And I would really like to see the police officers' Bill of Rights repealed, too.
The bill. I've not seen the Bill of Rights for the police officers, but if you're mentioning there that they're protected by their little blue club, yeah, I'd like to see that gone as well. If that's
well,
what you're referring
to. You notice that Dallas police officer, that story went away when she went into the wrong apartment.
Actually, it hasn't. I was watching One America News just yesterday, and they carried that story, and they kept repeating that story. So it hasn't gone away. It just depends on who your outlet is.
Well, you know, the thing is, and this is the question that keeps getting squashed, and that is, suppose the guy who actually lived in the apartment shot the police officer for unlawful entry.
He was black.
Because he was afraid for his life.
Yeah, he was black, by the way, and you can bet your bottom dollar they got a dead police officer laying in this guy's living room. The narrative to this story would have been a little bit different.
But she's being charged with manslaughter, and, you know, it's like I want her, you know, it's not manslaughter because there's different stories coming out now.
Well, but even if you look at this, how can a police officer get the wrong apartment? How can they enter and not realize they're not in the right place?
And then
to draw her weapon and shoot the occupant? Didn't say anything about him having a gun and shooting at her now, did it? She just lost her crap. What kind of a cop do you think she would be on the streets? Deadly.
Yeah.
George, thanks for your call.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Lord, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's been too dark to see.
Lloyd from Sholo, Arizona. Hello, Lloyd. Hello, Lloyd.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Lloyd?
This
is Dennis from Florida.
Okay, sure. You're not even on my board here, but go ahead, Dennis in Florida.
I apologize, John. I can really feel your frustration tonight. This is the John that I like. I mean, when you get focused, like, from whatever anger or frustration, and, in my experience, and I've been awake for, pathetically, not as long as you, 10 years or so, I'm around intelligent people, and I try to convey what I know to be true, which I've discovered. And I'm telling you, there's a wave of ignorance that's out there, and it's willful ignorance. It's not even, you know, they're not capable of understanding what's going on, mm-hmm. the truths about, you know, what we know. It's a willful ignorance that they don't have the guts to acknowledge it. I mean, it's an illness. It's a real illness and a disease. And I don't think there's a large percentage of people that really, really have the courage to accept the truth of what's going on in this country.
Well, I mean, if you take a look at this from a historical standpoint, say going back to revolutionary days, they were all king's subjects. They got tired of this. They got tired of the bullying from England. There were things that they needed and wanted to do, and they weren't allowed to do it. So they decided that we were going to break off from old King George, and we're going to start our own deal. We got a lot of real estate here, and that's what we're going to do. Now, these were subjects of the British Crown, and a lot of them, that's why you hear often there was only 3%, maybe at most 4%. But 3% of the American population actually was in favor and joined the revolution against King George. That meant that 97% weren't down with it. And if they were, they weren't active participants in the breaking away. And having said that, yeah, we've got to, and we can point to reasons why we got dumb crops of people in this country, large masses of them, that cannot think. They don't have the ability to think for themselves. They depend on other people to do their thinking for them and hand them their opinions, with it that then becomes their perspective on things. Well, how the hell does that work? But it in fact has. But what I'm saying to you is a dedicated small percentage of people in this country can do the exact same thing again. And I'm not going to argue the point. I'm not going to equivocate. Men of honor need to step forward now. And I think this can be done. Dennis, I think we can do it. But what's the alternative?
Moore is the one, I'm sorry, go ahead.
What's the alternative if we do nothing?
That I understand, but what scares me more is what I see is people that are capable of understanding what's going on and just have this, I will not believe that to be true and try to stay in their fantasy
look,
world.
Look, Dennis, I'm no different than anybody else. I rejected this flat out. When people were trying to tell me, I told them you were full of crap. So I finally got to the point where I would placate them, take their information, go, yeah, okay, all right, and I'd walk away with it. I'd promptly roundfowl it. I got angry enough because they wouldn't quit. I got angry enough, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to prove you people wrong. And the more I tried to prove them wrong, the more I proved them to be correct. But I was one of those people as well, Dennis, at one time, many years ago.
All I know is we got, you know, I've got to keep fighting. It doesn't matter the odds. It doesn't matter the ignorance or the willful ignorance or whatever. I know that I've got to keep fighting, and I just hope and pray to whatever God may be up there that's enough to get us through this. I mean, I just see bad times coming is all
well,
I know.
Well, the miracle has been already worked. We got the earth. We got the people. We got everything we need. Ask the Christians. Yeah, we got the Ten Commandments. We got the Bible. What else do you need? You know, what else do you need? The only thing we need to do is find some courage, stand up for what's right, and then have at it. That's it.
Yes.
All right.
I agree.
Dennis, thank you.
I love what you're doing, John. Thank you.
Thank you. Support us, Dennis, please.
Will do.
All right.
I will.
Chris Hinckley.
Yes, sir.
Chris Hinckley. Let me say that one more time. Chris Hinckley, how are you?
I'm doing well, I think.
You think?
All things considered, yeah, doing
okay.
Well.
All right.
I just want to say I agree wholeheartedly and entirely. So,
well, I mean, this guy Frank evidently hasn't heard your program, hasn't heard Rick Adams, doesn't really listen to me that closely. But we're in a sea of cowards, and it's a real rat nest here at RBN.
Well, you know, and that's interesting because when I guest hosted on Friday, Ken in Florida said Chris Hinckley never talks about Zionism, and I was taken aback by that. I don't. I think I do. I think I do so much I feel like a stuck record sometimes.
Yeah, how do you think I feel after doing this for 26 years?
Yeah.
Chris, I'm sorry to do this. We got a break coming up. Scott, Jerry, Al, Thomas, and others will get to all of your calls. Glad to be back in the saddle on this 12th day of September, folks, 2018. I'm still upright. I can still put my pants on. I can still tie my shoes, and I can still talk. I'm still in the fight. Where are you? Where are you?
No reason to get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We are back. Chris Hinckley via Skype. Are you in Northern California, Chris?
No.
Where are you at?
Montana.
Oh, okay. Montana. Okay. Land of the bighorn sheep and deep freezes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where men are men and sheep are nervous.
And men can't run real fast in deep snow. The sheep are safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, just a couple of observations. I thought your remarks on Saturday were fantastic. Christopher Bullen's presentation that you replayed yesterday was fantastic. I would have played it yesterday. We didn't get to that, or at least some of it. I wanted to play a clip of it. Didn't. I mentioned it, and I mentioned it today, and I've been pointing folks to that. And you have that thing that's posted, you know, here's the proof. What are you waiting for? Email this to as many people as you can, as quickly as you can.
Yeah.
James Traficant's bankruptcy speech in 1993 and the national debt scam video. And by the way, Jim Traficant didn't have a heart attack or a seizure. There's a Cleveland.com article that's still up, published back in 2014. Traficant didn't have a heart attack or seizure before tractor death, pathologist says. So what does that mean? Not a trace of alcohol or drugs.
Yeah.
What kind of guy tips a tractor over?
On his way to the barn, which, by the way, I don't know if you've been on many farms, but I have.
Yeah.
You usually don't have your barn on top of a hilltop, so the chance of that thing rolling over are next to nothing.
And we've had that conversation before on air. But, I mean, there are a number of folks. So Jack Otto, Arthur Kessler, Jim mm-hmm. Trafficant. There are a number of folks like that who are no longer with us who say things and then meet with, I don't know, in many cases, strange and untimely demises.
Well, with Jack Otto, I knew that that was a heart attack. He had congestive heart failure for a number of years. And he used to tell me, I'm still amazed and I'm still alive. His time was cut short. He wasn't that old of a man. I think he was around 60. But it was congestive heart failure in his case. But the one thing that he was doing was dragging his feet. He put that World War III book together. It took him 20 years to do it. And I had to just about stand on his chest. I said, you need to get this done and do it now. And he did, and a few years later, he had passed. So I'm glad his contribution is out there.
I try to point folks to his last, that forbidden knowledge talk, as often as I can. Mm-hmm. Again, I feel like a stuck record. Is there a chance that, speaking of World War III, every once in a while I get asked, is there a chance that it would be made available again at some point?
Do we still have the file on that? I do believe that we do, yes. World War III, Jack Otto's World War III. Yeah, we have to send it out to be printed, but we can only do that if we have an order for it. And I'll have to check the printing cost on it again, and it comes spirally bound.
I have a copy.
Yeah, I'll have to check on it. We'll make it
available. People who are listening, everyone needs to call in and request a copy of that, if I may, if I may so say. And I've said it before, John, I know that you've forgotten more than most of us have ever learned, but I just wanted to say that I appreciate the opportunity to listen, and I'm deeply humbled by the honor of the opportunity to be a part of the network.
Well, so. And Chris, you know, you've told me, you've admitted yourself, you know, I'm not the fire-breathing dragon. I'm not that entertaining. I don't have the on-air shtick. I don't even necessarily have the voice for radio.
Yeah.
But I've kidded and chided you, and I've said of you, you know, you've all heard the expression, ladies and gentlemen, you know, watching paint dry. I said, listening sometimes to Chris is like listening to paint dry, but it's not your presentation, it's your content. That's why you're here. That's why I love to come to you and have you sub for me, because I already know beforehand that you're going to be factually based. It's the information, and if people are so caught up in razzle-dazzle and, you know, tap dancing, you know, and singing and all that stuff, you know, go listen to Rush Limbaugh, or go listen to Sean Hannity. Go do that. If you want to be entertained, go do that. If you want to learn something, listen to Chris Hinckley.
Well, I definitely try to do my best to do that. The only thing that I would maybe, I don't know, there are a number of things I could say, but the only thing I would maybe just to punctuate your remarks, as far as vacating their seats is concerned, and I agree with you, I don't care about reparations, just hit the road, Jack.
Yeah, hit the road.
But, you know, you have these, what Alan Watt referred to as hysterical attention-seeking psychopaths, which are kind of the handmaidens of the intriguers, and those folks are even more ruthless and cunning, I would say, in the fashion of William Bill the Butcher Cutting from Gangs of New York, Daniel Day-Lewis's character. They remind me, these guys, you know, the Rahm Emanuels. Jared Kushner is the same sort of guy to me. His dad, Charles Kushner, before Trump got elected, I did a series of broadcasts on Charles and the nefarious history of Jared and the way that daddy, you know, after his white collar prison stint, bought Jared's way through college and stuff. And these are the people, again, that's just a small contingent of folks who are on the periphery of the current president.
Chris, you know, discernment is a wonderful thing. You know, you've heard things, you can't judge a book by its cover. You know, there's more to it. And yeah, I agree. But anytime I look into Jared Kushner's eyes, I see nothing. I see, as my mother used to say, Johnny, stay away from people that their eyes look like two piss holes in the snow. And that exactly. He's not an ugly man. As a matter of fact, one could call him a handsome man. But look at those eyes. There is no soul there whatsoever.
A shark.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, dark eyes that roll over white once he gets ready to take a bite out of your backside. Yeah.
Exactly. That's all. I entirely agree. So, again, I appreciate the opportunity. I can't count the number of things that I have learned from this network, and to have the privilege of being a part of it is truly humbling.
You know,
so thank you.
Chris, you're more than welcome, and thank you for being a part of this network, and thanks for sticking around. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
All righty, sir. Thank you.
Thanks.
Boy, they haven't gotten around to scrub that one yet, have they? How long is that? I don't think we'll have time for that today, but just keep that in queue just in case. Scott in California. Hello, Scott. Hello, Scott.
I called you up for the... Hello, John.
Yes.
I think I called you up for the same reason Chris just did, and that was to cheer you up a little bit. You sounded like it was getting to you.
And it's the same old thing, Scott, and it's just wearing on me. I need people to help support this network. We got a brand new store up there. You know, we're making products available so we can take the profit and roll it right back into the network. It's the same old story, Scott, and I'm not down. I'm just worn out.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. You got $25 for me every month, rain or shine.
Thank you.
And you know what? It's interesting. I called Chris this morning to thank him for the work he had done on the administrative state. That must have been, what, 7-8 years ago? And, you know, your network is the only thing I really listen to day in, day out. Like, I get my news from Michael Rivero.
Mm-hmm.
I get my thinking from Chris Hinckley. And then I get my commentary from you. And I, Jennifer Daniels, is she still around? I didn't catch her this Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Yep, yeah. She had 3 hours.
Okay. You know, I actually know her. I've met her.
Okay.
And one of the smartest people you will ever meet.
She's a sweet. She is a sweetheart. She is an absolute sweetheart.
I know her. I mean, I've met her.
Yeah.
Anyway, I called Chris this morning to thank him for the administrative state material because it put me down a road that has gotten numerous people off the hook because I started investigating how this thinking government actually works. And I mean, man, there's all kinds of remedies out there, but you got to catch it real early.
Yeah.
And the one I related to Chris this morning was this guy I know, after 9/11, he stops paying income taxes and he got arrested with a damn SWAT team. I couldn't believe it, man. They kept, you know, they got these little M4, little machine guns. They kept guns trained on a guy in his late 60s. With white hair the entire time. What a bunch of idiots.
Was he involved somehow in 9/11?
No, but after 9/11.
Okay, well,
you know
I don't
what I mean? He just stopped cooperating. He figured out.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going.
Yeah,
now.
He was kind of like, screw these guys, and he stopped paying. And he gets arrested for this 7203, willful failure to file.
Hmm.
Well, you know, between Ralph Winterroad, Chris Hinckley, I learned how to look into this stuff, and I found that all of the enforcement crap in the IRS code, and of course, my target is the Federal Reserve. You get rid of those bastards, and we're well down the road.
And here again, Scott, this is why I said, you know, forget about reparations. Forget about it. Because if we have a level playing field, we can build this country back up. Within a generation,
well,
less than that.
You know what? You were talking that earlier, and I kept thinking of it. Johnny Cash. It's going by the book, John. Just chill out. Just do what you're doing. Let him put the cards on the table. And I've long thought they have not really heard from the American people yet.
Not yet.
I don't think they want to.
Not yet. And just
they
about anybody's
and just about
anybody's sense and sensibilities in one way or another has been attacked.
So,
yeah.
Okay, so here's what I found out is that it's 7203. So this one's right in front of me with a friend, right? Okay, let's see if I can get him off the hook here, dig into it. All the enforcement crap for IRS is found in Title 27. It's implemented at Title 27. And the Supreme Court's already said that if you don't have an implementing regulation, the agencies can't do anything, right? So where it's implemented governs the application. So I explained this to my friend, and together we wrote a letter to his federal defender, and to the prosecutor and said, hey, 7203, this willful failure to file, emanates from the cotton and alcohol tax from 1873. It's implemented under Title 27, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, but you're charging me under Title 26. Well, they failed the state an offense under Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure Rule 12, so I want you to get it. I want you to move for a dismissal. So this brings into a play ineffective assistance of counsel. So the federal defender freaks out, goes to the prosecutor, and he dismissed. He withdrew both charges, and my friend walked on those. So that's all because of Chris Hinckley.
There is an amazing amount of information that passes through this network to your ears.
Yeah, absolutely. All but you got it.
Yeah.
Well, John, what were you doing in 1970?
What was I doing in 1970? Preparing to join the military.
No shit. Well
hey,
I was
Scott,
out of,
thanks for your call. Yeah. I appreciate it. We're not drinking a beer in a bar. Call back when you can hold the capital S with a hit. But I appreciate what you've been doing, and I appreciate your comments. Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, John, and thank you very much for taking my call. I tried calling in like about 4 weeks ago, and I got cut off as soon as I was put in queue. And I was busy, so I couldn't call you back. But what I wanted to tell you is that one of your advertisers, Liberty bumper stickers, whatever it is, I've got 24 on the back of my truck, and I was getting a lot of horn beeps and a lot of thumbs up and a lot of people that roll their windows down and says, I can't disagree with any one of your bumper stickers, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so that's just a shout-out for your company that contributes to your network.
Well, and actually, they don't contribute. We've continued to carry them. If we need a banner or bumper stickers made or something like that, we go to them. Of course, it's no charge. When my wife got into real estate, this guy made magnetic door signs that were absolutely stunning. I mean, I've carried them because, well, most people have quit putting bumper stickers on their cars, haven't they?
Yeah, they don't want to mess up that fancy paint job or anything else like that. But I have a work truck that is a Econoline Ford van that's got two great big doors and two great big sides on it because it's an extended van. And I'll tell you what, I'm getting ready to buy a whole bunch more bumper stickers so the people sitting in traffic next to me can read the signs on the side of my van rather than follow me.
Yeah.
But that was what I was calling about 4 weeks ago.
I'm sorry you got dropped in queue there.
Yeah, well, no, that's all right. It could have been my phone, too. I don't know. But you know what? I heard a caller call back about 5-6 calls ago. And he was talking about certain hosts and everything else like that on your network. And I got to be honest with you, John. 3 weeks ago, you dropped the Republic of Texas Broadcasting Network with Steve, Allen, and Doc. And that was one of my top six on your network that I listened to, and I love to listen to them.
They're back.
What do you mean they're back?
What did I just say?
Well, you said they're back, but you got the Irish guy there on Sunday.
Open up your mic, Mike, and tell him.
Yeah, they never missed a weekend. They're on at noon on Sundays now.
They're on noon at Sunday. Okay.
Yes, check the schedule.
Oh, well, John, I don't have a computer, so it's kind of tough to do that.
Sorry.
But the other one that I really missed was Captain Fred on Saturday.
And I understand and appreciate that, but I have too many hosts that want to get on the network and not enough time slots.
Yeah, I understand.
And Jerry, it's going to piss somebody off someplace when I cancel a show to bring in another show, fresh face, new information, whatever. But they just need to have a little patience with us. I don't have the money to open up a second studio. Otherwise, there'd be a whole nother lineup. You could pick and choose what hour of the day and what host you wanted to listen to and what the topic of conversation might be. I'm keeping this skinny and close to the vest because I have to survive.
Okay, well, you know, I got to be honest with you. There's like 7-8 shows. Chris Hinckley is one of them. He's in the top six. Al Whitney is another one. Farron Schultz. Please don't cancel those people.
Okay, Jerry, don't worry, okay? If I do something on this network, it's for good reason and good cause. Please have some faith in me. I know you've supported me monetarily, and I appreciate that. Give me the latitude to run the network, okay?
I will give you the latitude. It's your network.
Well,
I mean, if I feel that I'm not getting my money's worth, I'll just bail.
Okay.
Okay? So, right. I mean, keep up with the... Like I say, I'm... miss these people, so I will tune in and I will try to find the schedule of who's on when.
Okay.
Thank you very much,
Jerry. All right, thank you. Just, Jerry, just don't do it at a public library because they've scrubbed republicbroadcasting.org off of all the library sites. All right. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
for
Jerry.
For letting me know that.
Not a problem.
Bye.
All right. Al in West Virginia. Hello, Al. Hello, Al.
Hey, John.
Hey.
You know, the problem is we can't get everybody to stick together. That's the problem with shutting down everything. And if everybody would stick together and just quit paying taxes, including property taxes, then maybe the president would wake up and say, well, well. But then again, you know, I don't, you know, he's controlled by the Secret Service. So the I had a problem with my property taxes were jumped up. I went over to the courthouse. And I don't like paying taxes any more than anybody else. I'm completely against it. But I haven't figured out a way completely how to get out of it yet and do it lawfully.
Well, and Al, that's the problem. Yeah, that's the problem that we're having, that everything is thrown at us and we're too busy dealing with what's thrown at us. And we get factioned off. I mean, I think... If all the people out there, and we were talking about this during one of the breaks, that a lot of people are into their own thing. They've been in this. They've invested a lot of time and a resource and study, and they're the mouthpiece for this topic or that subject, and they don't want to give that up. What we have to do is come up and agree that there are certain things that have got to be done to make all of this stuff go away. And number one on my priority list, I don't know if it's on yours or not, Al, but one on my priority list is the Federal Reserve. You get rid of that, you get rid of the IRS. That goes. That goes without saying. We have a government.
Well, that's what I'm...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that there are rudimentary and fundamental things that have to go first, and in my book, that's one of them. The rest of the problems, it's going to take a little while longer to clean up, like the deadheads that we got coming out of our high schools, that are graduating out of our colleges, that are rampaging in the streets at any given turn, citing the world is not fair, when they don't even understand what has caused the problem in the first place. Now they want to switch to communism to fix the capitalism problem. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, you people don't have a damn clue. You don't even know. How can you take a tact? Go ahead.
If I think we get rid of the bankers, you know, like Iceland did, throw them in jail, run them out, like you just said,
and
start taking back our money ourselves, you know, make a true Federal Reserve, our Federal Reserve, then I think that would do a lot right there.
And Al, we can subplant that. We could supplant that right now with federal notes, okay? Same way Kennedy did, ordering the Treasury to print federal notes. But what he didn't have the opportunity to do is make the Federal Reserve notes go away. The Federal Reserve saw this as a competing currency, and it wasn't really competing in the same arena because the federal notes carried no interest, and that is the problem. And we could supplant that money supply, no matter how many billions and trillions it is, just print it up, pull in the old stuff, put out the federal notes. No, it's not going to be backed by currency, real currency, gold or silver. But that is a start. that eliminates the interest right then and there. That cuts them out of the game. It erodes their power base. I thank you for your call. I got one more to take. Gary in Australia. Still there, Gary?
Howdy, John. How are you today?
I couldn't be finer. How you doing, Gary?
I'm okay, John. Listen, you know what? I really got a little bit ticked listening to that fellow ragging on RBN. You know, some guys have called in, and I love Chris Hinckley. Chris Hinckley's great. And I think Deanna Spangola, Al Whitney, gosh, you know, there's some people, I like to listen to Rick Adams. Unfortunately, because of the time differential, I get really screwed up. So it's hard. But overall, your network is it. I listen to you religiously, and Mike Rivera. And, you know, the other thing is, you mentioned the old days. Now, I, like yourself, I was one of the organizers of the militias of the California Republic after Waco, because some of us knew we had to stand.
Mm-hmm.
And I still feel we have to stand. I'm standing down here. I'm dealing with folks down here. And bless their hearts. The Aussies are a good lot. But they make the same mistake that we make back home. And I think I tried to mention this the last time when you had Harley on. What we seem to suffer from is what I call Joan of Arc syndrome. We get somebody, get behind them, vote them in the office, and then we walk away. We don't hold them accountable. This, now, the thing I have against Trump is this whole nonsense that's going on in Syria.
Yep.
Because as you remember during the campaign, like Obama, remember Obama said he was going to shut down all these wars and what have you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, look, I was born and raised in New York City. I'm very familiar with Donald Trump. So I know he's getting hammered. And, you know, speaking about draining the swamp, I think he drained the swamp right into the Oval Office without realizing it. Because everybody in that administration, it looks like the guest list from a New York bar mitzvah. And that's got to stop.
Yeah. Well, and
Gary,
what I've said about Donald Trump is he may not be your cup of tea, but it's better than what was offered out there. And I look at Donald Trump's presidency as being a pretty good start.
Oh, no doubt. I'm you know, but here's the thing. You know, it's like Thomas Jefferson once said, and I didn't understand it when I first read it, but he said the highest form of patriotism is dissent. And, you know, when they're right, they're right.
Yeah.
But when they're wrong, we have to let them know. I mean, you know, people think, you know, that we're in 1950 and we're the only kid on the block with a big nuclear stick. And it's not that way.
Yeah.
I think the Russians are reaching.
Gary, do me a favor the next time you call in, call a little bit earlier because you're not out of things to say, but unfortunately we're out of time.
That's okay, John. God bless you, and I'll make sure I do that. I'll try and get to you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you so much, Gary. I appreciate it. Folks, I'm not going to jump up and down, and I'm not going to yell and scream, and I'm not going to threaten, and I'm not going to pout. I'm not going to do all that other stuff. If you feel that we are worth supporting, support us now. We need your help. We got to stay open in order to broadcast. And that is easily within your reach, wearing something that you can do yourself. And that doesn't have to be some political big change. It doesn't have to. Folks, you have control of this yourself. Please donate to this network. Please support this network. I happen to think it's the best one out there. Have we been greater at times? Yes. Have we been lesser at times? Yes. But we're still here after all these years, and with God's help and a few of your dollars, we'll continue to be here. Please support those which are speaking the truth, okay? Said enough. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Check out our new store. There's stuff in that store that you may be interested in. Canned meat, the best that's been out there over 25 years, the best that I have seen and tasted. Check out the store. We'll be adding products to it almost on a daily basis. That's one way you can support the network. Shop with us. Don't shop with the other guys. All that profit goes right back into this network. I thank you for being here. I thank you for your past support and your current support. We need you now.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.